So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Ve'elohin Aloikin. Habo Lamikdash Tomei, one who enters the Beis HaMikdash while he is Tomei, gets Malkus. The Gemara proceeds and applies our Mishnah to the concept of Lav and Nitig Laseh in Loikin Olav. One does not get Malkus for a Lav that can be rectified with Naseh because, as Rashi and Daf Dalet explains, Shehaseh Ha'omer Achrov Takanoseh V'Kaparoseh Alaveris Halav. The Aseh is intended as atonement for the Lav in lieu of Malkus. Now, there's a machlikas Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yechon, Kol loisasei shekod maasei, loikin alav. If the asei can be fulfilled without transgressing the lav, one does get malchus for the lav, because ein zeh netik halav. The asei was not intended solely to rectify the lav. If the asei can only be fulfilled after transgressing the lav, one does not get malchus for the lav, because the asei was intended solely to rectify the lav. And as Rashi later explains, Rish Lakish disagrees and holds, Kol loisasei shekod maasei, ein loikin alav. Even if the asei can be fulfilled without transgressing the lav, one does not get malchus for the lav, because this is also considered a lav in netig laseh. The Gemara first cites our Mishnah as support of Rabbi Yechonon that lo yisaseh shekod maaseh loikin alav. The Mishnah says ve'elohin haloikin habo lemikdash tamei, one who entered the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei gets malchus, and even though this is a lav shekod maaseh, as the pasuk states ve'yishalchu min hamachne v'lo yitamu es hamachaneim. The pasuk first mentions the asei of yishalchu, that a tamei person must leave the Beis HaMikdash, and the pasuk then mentions the lav of lo yitamu, that a tamei person may not remain in the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, a lav shekod maaseh. Nevertheless, he gets malchus. Apparently, because lo yisaseh shekod maaseh loikin alav. However, the Gemara then cites a brisa that supports Rish Lakish, that lo yisaseh shekod maaseh ain loikin alav. The brisa discusses the halacha of oynis. If someone seduces an unmarried nara, a girl 12-year-old, there's a mitzvah to say that he must marry her, as the pasuk states, v'lo yisi liyisha, and there's a lav that he may not divorce her, as the pasuk states, lo yuchel l'shalchol kol yamav. Now, the brisa states oynis shegirish. If the me'anis did divorce her, it depends. Im Yisrael hu machzirein aloike. If he's a Yisrael, he does not get malchus for the lav because he can still fulfill the asei and remarry her. Im kayin hu loike ve'ena machzir. But if he's a kayin, he gets malchus for the lav because he cannot fulfill the asei, since a kayin is forbidden to marry a grusha, a divorcee. The Gemara now explains the proof from the reisha. Im Yisrael hu machzir ve'ena loike. Amai loisasei shekod me'asei hu ve'lilki. Why is the Yisrael exempt from malchus? He ought to get malchus because this is a lav shekod me'asei, since the asei can be fulfilled without transgressing the lav. Apparently, because we say, lo yisaseh shekod me'asei, ain loikin alav. And the Gemara proceeds to reconcile both proofs according to both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, which depends on their general machlokes and how a lav and netig laseh works. Rabbi Yechon holds bitloi v'loi bitloi, as follows. Loi bitl asei sheba pater, bitl asei sheba chayev. If one transgressed a lav v'netig laseh, he does not get malchus for the lav for as long as he does not eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the aseh, even though he did not actually fulfill the aseh. However, if he does eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the aseh, he does get malchus for the lav because, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechon holds, Shalav tole b'bitl haseh, ve'ein enigma she'adchi vatlas aseh b'yadayim, bitl oylam shliichu l'skayim oyd. A lav v'netig laseh is not complete until the transgressor eliminates the possibility of fulfilling the aseh. Therefore, as long as he has the ability to fulfill the asei, there is no malchus because the lav is not complete. While Rish Lakish holds kimei v'loi kimei, as follows. Kiyim asei sheba pater, loi kiyim asei sheba chayev. If one transgressed a lav and nitig lasei, he does not get malchus only if he actually fulfills the asei. However, if he refuses to fulfill the asei, he immediately gets malchus for the lav, even though he can still fulfill the asei, because ein halav tolu bebitl hasei. Shemesha sha'av halav nigmar. A lav nitig laseh is complete from the time of the transgression. But the Torah gave the transgressor the opportunity to uproot the lav by fulfilling the aseh. Therefore, if he comes to Bezdin and refuses to fulfill the aseh, he gets malchus. Accordingly, regarding the first proof from our Mishnah, Habo lemikdash tami loike, according to Rabbi Yechonon, he gets malchus even though it was loy bitloy, because he holds loisus ishikid maaseh, loike nilav. It's not considered a lav nitig laseh. Well, according to Rish Lakish, it depends. If it was loy kaimu, he gets malchus, as Tesis explains, the Mayrish Mesir Noisi Lotzis Va'imish Loyetze. If Bezin warned the Tami to leave the Beis HaMikdash and he refused to leave, he gets malchus because he did not fulfill the Aseh. However, if it was kaimu, he does not get malchus because he holds Loisase Shekod Maaseh in Loikinalov. It is considered Ilav and Nitig Laseh. And regarding the second proof from the Braisa, Oina Shegirish in Yisrael Hu Machzev Eina Loike, according to Rabbi Yechonon, he does not get malchus because this is considered a lav shloi kid maaseh, because the pasuk states v'lo yisi liisha lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yamav. He may not divorce her his whole life, as the superfluous words kol yamav teach ba'omid v'hachozer, that even if he did divorce her, the aseh obligates him to remarry her for his whole lifetime. And as Rashi explains, therefore, harei aseh achar avaras halav. Since this feature of the aseh can be fulfilled only for following the transgression of the lav, this is considered a lav shalikidma aseh, and therefore a lav hanitik la aseh, for which there is no malchus. While according to Rish Lakish, we cannot say kol yomav ba'omid v'achazer, because since he holds kaimu b'loi kaimu, he must fulfill the aseh immediately, and he cannot wait his whole lifetime. Therefore, according to Rish Lakish, we must say that he does not get malchus because he holds lav shekod ma'aseh ain loikin lav. And therefore, only if kaimoi, he does not get malchus. However, if loikaimoi, he does get malchus. This discussion continues in the next daf.